Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory to God. Amen. So much fun. It's exciting. There's a river flowing. I wanted to stand. I'll tell you the reason. I would have raised your hands. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. Fall off to me.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses
as we forgive those
who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory,
forever
and ever.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a big clap. It's always good to say things together, declare, make declarations, and just change the atmosphere. God's people must make a declaration and speak forth. So you may be seated. I was going to try to use a different accent. I was going to lead you in a slightly Slovenian prayer.
Some of you know exactly already. That's right.
But I saw yesterday something that I had never seen before. The first lady, the wife of the President of the United States, leading
10,000
up front, and then there were 20,000 outside who couldn't get in. She was leading in the Lord's Prayer. So, do you have that? I would like to.
Come on.
We're not campaigning for any particular candidate, but I thought that really touched my heart. Part of it was that historically I was able to go to Yugoslavia, but around more than 30, it kind of blends together. This was still under the communist yoke at that time, part of Eastern Europe, and hold front of some of the first miracle crusades in hundreds of years in that region. Sarajevo, I remember, was part of it, and I was able to hold a miracle outreach and crusade, and we had hundreds of Catholic nuns come up and get baptized in the Holy Ghost. So, and part of Yugoslavia, Slovenia, that's where our First Lady comes from. So it really touched my heart. I bet some of members of her family were there, because there were Slovenians and Sarajevans and all of that in my crusades there near Belgrade and then in Sarajevo, and then we went on to Czechoslovakia. So it was during it was still the Iron Curtain, and then the Iron Curtain fell.
Yeah.
One of those times, I was telling, in the Czech Republic, I said, we're going to go, they'll learn about going on a 40-day fast. And they were on the 40-day fast when the curtain fell. During that time, the whole thing broke open and they became free. So praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. I wanted to also, just recognize and get in the... I find the waves, the Holy Spirit coming over us often is like waves. And we have to be like surfers. And you look for the wave, and then you catch the wave. And you don't have to work hard when you don't have to make your own wave. You catch the wave. Something is happening. Say something is happening.
Something is happening.
So when, like that, I love to hear testimonies.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome to hear Diane's testimony. In fact, we have been sharing about that wonderful little baby that we have been praying.
Yes.
For
Noah.
Little Noah, who has been, when he was born, his heart was in major crisis, and they didn't know whether he could make it. And we were praying and fasting as a community. That was part of our major agenda during this large corporate fast. We, extended 40 day of fast, and he was one of our prayer focuses. So each week we have had a breakthrough, one breakthrough, and the next breakthrough. And we were just praying that he could last until they could do the surgery. And he hung on, and when they went in there, they saw those vessels were barely hanging in there, and they were able to repair. But that tiny guy fought with a lion heart.
Yep. Yeah.
And we got the update yesterday.
Yeah.
And for the first time in this major period of great challenge, the doctors were able to allow the parents to hold the baby. So do we have the, there it is. That's little Noah. And that's a miracle, I want you to know. And we are saying, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, and we'll share this another time, but we got an update of a major cancer healing. There was a lady named Cindy who was had stage 4 cancer and bone cancer all through her body. And she came a few months ago here for the healing service. And I gave her some oil to anoint herself with, and we prayed over her and believed God was going to do something. And the Lord healed her completely. A few days ago, she had her final, what do you call it, MRI? What?
PET scan.
PET scan. And she was given total all clear. No cancer in the body. So, amen. God is up to something. Tell your neighbor, God is up to something. And in this then, in the context of some of these things, I felt like the Lord took me to this scripture. And one of the significant things that happened last week was, and I felt like we got to catch the wave, is a prophetic wave of grace and blessing from the Lord. And if you know, some of you, of course, it was major news. The Prime Minister of Israel came to the United States and had a major, wonderful welcome in the White House, and he really felt welcome. And some of the broken relationship we have had with Israel, where I felt like wonderfully restored, and he, Prime Minister Netanyahu, is a longtime friend from way back when he was an ambassador for Israel to the United Nations with who our present-day Trump, Donald Trump, but he wasn't president at that time, was just a businessman who helped Israel a lot. But their friendship goes way back, and then the Kushner family, who are very Orthodox Jewish, have blessed Israel, and he happens to be the son-in-law of the president. So there was a great friendship, and something was happening. And I wanted to And the Lord was quickening a word for me. So I want you to go to Isaiah 43. And we're going to just kind of surf all this word of God and receive what the Lord has. And it's part of the art of receiving the word. You got to, God is no respecter of persons. So the word of God is the wish of God.
Yeah.
The word of God is the promise of
That's
God.
That's right.
And the word of God is alive, always active, and full of power. So every promise of God is yours, and it belongs to your family. When our children were in crisis, when our babies was, you know, our little guys were in the most, they're considered terminal and dying, we laid hold of, one of the things we did was laid hold of every promise in the Bible about healing and restoration. So we have been on this journey where it was hand-to-hand combat with the powers of darkness and say, you cannot have my baby. Our children, we're going to claim the promise of God. So we have to, and together, corporately, we will apprehend. That's why it is important to be part of a church community that believes in the Holy Spirit, that believes in the power of the name of Jesus, that believes that the Word of God is alive. And together, we will claim for the family needs of the community, of the church, of you. So it's not, we are not hanging out alone. God is with you, and then together, the church is with you, and we are believing that every promise of God is yes and amen for you, for us, for our children. So it's not just generic. God, we lay hold of it, and God anoints it for healing for us, for restoration of our finances. He will touch our situation for the breaking of curses. Often I've found, and then in the recent days I've been praying during this season of fasting for people who have been battling, and I could just see the spirit of depression, the spirit of anxiety coming over people, the spirit of fear. And it's almost like a demonic shadow. And people don't know, and they're just, well, how to do it. And so they say, okay, I think I need an extra dose now, and heavier dose of Valium, or I need a, or whatever else they're using these days. What are some of the anxiety? Anyway, but that's the solution that they have to give. And I'm saying, I'm not saying don't take medication. I'm just saying there are solutions, spiritual. There are, some of these answers are spiritual answers.
Yeah.
By his stripes, you were healed. Jesus took that curse. Often depression and these kind of anxieties, all that could be curses in generational, in family lines, that we can break in the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. So here, Isaiah 43, let's just kind of surf through this scripture. It's, but now, thus saith the Lord, verse 1, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. So since the prime minister came this week, and the word of God in our lifetimes, there were promises. Some of you were born in 1945 or 46 or 47 or 48 or 49, 50s. How many of you were born around in the late 40s? Wave your hand. All right. Well, this has happened within in your lifetime.
Yeah.
That there were promises that God made about Israel, that people were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. What did this mean? Maybe it meant for some other season where Jesus comes back and then it'll be. I mean, people don't know. Suddenly, 1948, God brought back the Jews that had been scattered for 2,000 years. So Israel is an important vehicle for God to tell his people, I am God, and when I give a word and a promise, I will keep it.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So, anyway.
Israel's our compass. I mean, it really is. The Word of God, obviously, is our bread and our guide and everything. But Derek, many of you know, our spiritual father, Derek, always used to say, if you want to know what's happening in the spiritual realm with the church, look at natural Israel. And you will see an unusual parallel of restoration. And you will also see, be able to identify the enemies that are coming against the church, coming against our lives by looking at Israel's natural scenario. So he has a very famous message called Israel, Our Compass. So in looking at this shift of favor and blessing and fellowship towards Israel being restored for our nation and for, you know, many of us as believers, we believe the Bible when it says the nations who bless Israel will be blessed. And we do need the blessing of God. And we believe that one of the major keys for us as a nation, from the top down, from our highest offices down to the locales and the churches, that we need to be a people who are a friend of Israel and who bless Israel. You know, David, when he said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, he said, this is for the sake of my family and my brethren and my house. So there's a blessing in blessing Israel. And so, obviously, we were thrilled. Our hearts smiled when we saw this president didn't send the prime minister of Israel out through the back door. He didn't dismiss him and say, I'm sorry, I'm going to another dinner. But he, you know, they came together as a bunch of family friends that had known one another for a long, long time. And we're very thankful for that.
Amen. And that I believe it really pleased the heart of God.
Yeah.
So, and the First Lady leading us
in the Lord's Prayer.
In the Lord's
Amazing.
Prayer. That's
Which
pretty...
was a surprise, according to the president. That really speaks to me, too, because apparently he's not a control freak. I mean, his wife shows up. He said it was a surprise. He didn't tell her what to say, what not to say. And she came with the Lord's Prayer and led the people in it. And if you notice, if you listen, her voice breaks slightly when she says, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. So something's happening. In fact, I'll tell you, while we were reciting the Lord's Prayer together, I suddenly saw the picture of the dam in California and the river that is coming through that dam. And I felt like the Lord was showing me that there has been such a weakness and an improper stewarding of our national bureaucracy, than that dam and the lack of attention to that dam all these years, putting the people who live there, 200,000 people, in imminent danger because of the misdirection of the state bureaucracy and all of that kind of stuff. And suddenly now there's an overflow. California has desperately needed these waters for the drought. Now suddenly the rains have come, and the infrastructure is not prepared. But I saw it as an outpouring, a flow of God, and a prophetic word concerning a hope and a renewal for our nation, for the sake of the people, for the sake of the people. And so let the river flow. And
I do want to point out that just like the president, I'm not a control freak.
That's true.
Never know what my wife
that
is going
true
to say.
Too. That is true.
All right.
That was just a little interruption from our sponsor.
Thus said the Lord who created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. So this is one way it's addressed to Israel, but every word of God we can claim for ourselves also, and for us as a church too. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. That's a wonderful promise. And through Jesus Christ, he has redeemed you also.
Yeah.
And he has called you by name. He knows you personally. Mm-hmm. And God says, you are mine. Isn't that great? I claim that.
Amen.
God is claiming me. Say, I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
And I belong to the Lord.
I belong to the Lord.
But here then he says, and that's the beautiful thing of the word being so alive. It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. And what the Lord brought attention for me is that he said, I call Israel precious. Say precious.
Precious.
And there are certain things that God calls precious. He called Israel precious. There are certain things. Like just like for us, our children are precious. Our family is precious. Our husband or our wife is precious. Our flag is precious. There are several things. The Constitution for us, because of the freedoms it has given us, is precious. So it's good for us to take note that there are certain things that God calls precious. And you are precious. As we see the promise to Israel, God says, I have called you by name. I have redeemed you. And God considers you precious, and he loves you. And there are times where we get experts in criticizing ourselves. And God says, fear not, I have redeemed you, I've called you my name, and thou art mine. The other scripture I wanted to point out then, there are certain other, a few other things that God calls precious. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, it says, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from a futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. So this morning, as we celebrated communion and we took the elements, the wine that represents for us the blood of the lamb that was shed because God loves you, he gave that to you, and he calls that one of the most precious things in the universe.
Thank you, Lord.
The blood of Jesus. And he gave the blood of his son for you. And you have to receive that word by faith and let it redeem you, let it transform you. You are so loved that the precious blood of
Hallelujah,
his son
Lord.
Was given so you could be saved. You could be washed, cleansed. The blood of Jesus has washed you. Say, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Has washed me.
Has washed me.
So you are redeemed through the precious blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. The old hymn.
Amen.
Oh, precious is the flow. Remember that one? That makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
And because of the blood, then, The blood redeems you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
The blood makes you acceptable to God. It is only through the blood. But because of the blood, then don't let it go to waste. It is the most precious thing. And therefore, through the blood, you can come into the presence of God and have the privilege of coming in the presence of the Father, worshiping Him, giving Him thanks. There are so many people who ignore the awesomeness of the blood. It makes you where you are able to come into the Heavenly Father's presence without any shame, any regret. And therefore, it is important for us to take advantage of this ability to come into the presence of the Heavenly Father. The Bible also says, Romans 5:9, that you are justified through the precious blood of Jesus. So there are things that the blood is doing even right now for you. And part of it says that in Acts 20:28, be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. Yeah. So the church, His living community, God said, I have purchased this church, the local church, and the church universal. This has been blood bought by the blood of the Son of God. So when people say, that church, it's important that you find where you're comfortable and then enjoy and appreciate the wonderfulness of a community that loves Jesus and God calls it very precious to Him.
In His sight, and Mahesh, in that same chapter, Paul, speaking of his own life, he said, I don't count my life of any value or as precious to myself if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Amazing. Paul's value system was that his own life was not as valuable as the opportunity to testify of the gospel and finish what God had called him to do. Now that's having your priorities straight. That is having your priorities straight. So for us all today, maybe, you know, you've struggled with fear over disease or fear over something that, you know, could potentially or maybe is happening that is threatening your life in some way or your well-being in some way. We take fresh compass this morning from the Lord's value system. He's very wise in doing this because as He is called Christ, the precious cornerstone, He has laid a foundation for us where we're able to be the fulfillment of that parable that Jesus told about the wise man that built his house on a rock. And when the rains and the flood and the winds came against the house, it stood firm. So getting our priorities back straight where our faith and confidence is in the precious blood of Jesus, in Jesus, the precious cornerstone. And it's more valuable than our own existence, if you will. Then we are set free to find the goodness and glory and grace and miracles of God. Hallelujah.
And so you can build on that.
Yeah.
Jesus is your cornerstone. That no one can break that. I mean, it's you are built on the cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ. The other aspect of the way God comes and makes things precious, He says in 1 Peter 1:7, that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So your faith in Jesus Christ, to the heart of God, it is precious in His sight. The way you exercise faith in Jesus, God says that's so wonderful and so precious. So guard your faith. It is important. It's not just something you kind of can be blasé about it. Build on that faith. Strengthen that faith. Get your faith stronger. And how does it get strong? Get daily vitamins. Get someone was saying to me, he gave me a little thing saying, Pastor, this is going to help your heart. And gave me some thing called Super Beats. And so I've been taking Super Beats at night, besides other stuff. You know, anything, any vitamin stuff that they tell me, this is good for you. I said, okay, give it to me. So I've been building
Apparently
up.
It's working.
Yeah, is it? Thank you, Jesus. But you build your faith by hearing the Word of God,
yeah.
by being around the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, mm-hmm. and hearing by the
Hallelujah.
Word of God. But you got to build on that faith. You,
yeah.
Your faith, my faith is little, but God expects you to strengthen your faith with the Word of God and with stronger and stronger belief. That's why we share testimony. I was so proud
right.
of Diane
yeah.
and the other testimonies we share about the baby and all. It is there to help you say, the Word of God is active. This promise is for you. And hey, we're going to claim it for your children. We're
Amen.
Going to claim it for your family. Yeah. We're going to claim it for the job you need. A couple of more people here who kind of in transition and need a job. I want to prophesy over you that my God supplies all your
Amen.
Needs. And
Amen.
He's supplying your job. How many of you need are in a transition where your
Thank
job
you.
Is concerned?
Come on.
Yeah. Just
Thank
wave
you,
your hand
Lord.
Right there. And we just
Thank you, Lord.
Blessing you.
Blessing
you.
Come
and,
on, Lord.
And
yeah.
we're going to, when we have the prayer time, come on up and we're going to just zap you some more. And we're going to see open doors of favor for you.
There's another word, another living word, and this the anointing was really on Michael. How many appreciate Michael? Michael and Mary. God bless you, Michael. You bring the glory. We so love and respect you. Thank you.
Amen.
But you started by saying prison bars are breaking, prison doors are opening with that whole worship thing. And there was an anointing in that for a shift concerning prison sentences and litigation and legal things. So if you or a loved one or a neighbor is incarcerated or is facing impending legal problems, there is a living word today that those prison doors are opening in Jesus' name. So if that's you, you receive that right now. There was a living word this morning. And there's going to be a shift. I'll never forget one of our great prison miracles was the woman in Ashland whose son had 9 consecutive life sentences through a set-up trial. And he was in prison, young man in prison. 9 consecutive life sentences. And Pastor Mahesh in the glory had a word of knowledge about prison doors being opened. And this woman came and told him the story. And he said, "Nah, no problem," and prayed. And by golly, within a year, I think when we saw her the next year,
6 months,
the entire thing had turned around and her son was free with nothing on his record. Tell your neighbor there's a turnaround for you too.
That reminds me of Isaiah 43. We'll just wind it up. Now, the end of that Isaiah 43 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing."
Amen.
Say new thing.
New thing.
"Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
Yes.
Say rivers in the desert.
Rivers in the desert.
And I really
Hallelujah.
Had a prophetic sense. Number one. This last week is a culmination of many days in California of, there have been 5, it's like they're saying, in some of those regions up there near Sacramento and other outside of that, is that it's been 5 years of drought.
Yeah.
It's desert, and it's some of it. It's been a drought season, but in that very area, God is giving water. And the rivers are running over
Thank you, Lord.
With outpouring
Thank
of
you,
rain.
Lord.
Now, they may talk about the dam bursting and all of that. We prayed We say, bless the dam that it'll hold. But we are grateful
yes.
that there are rivers
yes.
in the desert.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's, I've really felt that this was a word for us in the context of many of you have gone through a season, some of you, let's say, it's been a desert time, a time where you'll be experienced some kind of desert situation. And we want to take this word, and
hallelujah,
I want to
Lord.
Release, there are going to be, and we are releasing rivers in the desert for you, that your prayers
hallelujah.
Are being
Amen.
Answered.
Amen.
That the rivers are
Amen.
At hand.
Thank
that
you, Lord.
There was a drought season, but God is sending the rivers. So let the rivers come.
Let the rivers
let
come.
Let the rivers
hallelujah.
Refresh you.
We declare the Lord of the breakthrough. King David, the Lord of the breakthrough. King David lived in the desert. But suddenly, when the rains would come, the wadis would overflow. There would be a flood suddenly. And in one context of a tremendous time of opposition in David's life, the Lord came and delivered him and made a way in the wilderness. And he likened it to that breaking through of waters. And he worshiped the Lord and said, the Lord is my breakthrough. He has broken through before me like the breakthrough of waters. So your breakthrough is the Lord. Your breakthrough is the Lord today.
And if you've gone to Israel at some time,
yeah.
and I felt like while I was on Friday night, I saw some of you, though I saw one family with me in Israel, and we were watching the seven hills of Israel. But one of the wonders of Israel, as Prime Minister has been here this last week, is that when, I mean, if you read the one of the travel, Mark Twain was a traveler years ago, more than 100 and whatever years. He was a notable traveler, and he would visit places, and he would write commentary on it. And when he went to Israel around the 1880s or something, he looked at the Holy Land, and it was a desert. It was wilderness. It was just dry wilderness. And not, and when the Jews returned home after 2,000 years, and this is important for us, it's like God affirmed it last week for us to know that they could say, well, where are we, what are we going to go to a desert place? But when that they stepped onto that land, it started blooming, and God started giving rivers in the wilderness. He restored the desert was turned into wonderful, glorious green spaces. And he restored all those places where there were harvests of all kinds, with grapes and all the fruit. And if you go to Israel and go to the markets and see the fruit restored, the nuts, I used to, when I first went to Israel, I would get whole bunches of different biblical nuts. I love the nuts and the different dried fruit. I would bring bag loads and I'd say, this is promised land provision. But the thing is, because God restored the land and gave rivers in the desert. And so my final scripture I wanted to give you this is that for all of you, for those who have gone through a
Amen,
desert
Lord.
Situation, that God is giving you rivers in the wilderness. He is restoring. God brought you to that very desert place to give you rivers
Hallelujah.
And to bring restoration in your life. And in the Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians 9:8, I was claiming it for every family here, where God is saying, and God is able to make all grace,
Thank you, Lord.
Every favor, and that goes along with Diane's word, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, come to your children in abundance, come to your brothers and sisters in abundance. Come to the church of Jesus Christ in abundance.
Thank you, Lord.
Come to us. Come to this nation in abundance. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
God is able. Tell your neighbor, God is able. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap. We thank you, Father. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness Amen. And rivers in the desert to give
drink
to my people, my chosen. He says, I had... Heather was outside our house 3-4 nights ago, and she texted us saying, there are two owls outside. I said, who? 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 Anyway, so they were fulfilling this word.
The owls.
The beast of the owls. Because I get water in the wilderness.
I was wondering how in the world that was connected. And thank you for pointing
owls.
That out.
He gives water in the wilderness and even owls. The owls came to my house 3 days ago. Saying, who? I don't know. Well, they just kept asking me, who? Amen.
That was beats.
Super beats. A working. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rivers in the desert. Glory. Yes, I'm getting drunk.
I think you have been for quite a while, actually.
I don't want to recover.
Perpetual inebriation.
It is. These are not drunk as you suppose, the Bible says. You are drunk with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It's giving you rivers in the desert. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We pray the blessings of the God of Abraham and Isaac, the God of Israel,
Hallelujah.
May bless you and your children today. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's all stand. Raise your hand and say, God is able, to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing, come to me, come to my children, come to my family, in abundance, so that I may always. In every circumstance. Whatever the need. Be self-sufficient. I possess. More than enough. And I'm furnished. In abundance. For every good work. Every charitable donation. I'm overflowing. With God's goodness. Thank you, God. You are able. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Give Lord a prayer. Put your hand on your neighbor a little bit. Say, God is able. And claim for your other neighbor. Say, every favor. Every blessing. We're in agreement. Hallelujah. More, Lord.
More.
Thank you. Tell your neighbor, you are precious. Because you have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. You got precious promises.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. More than enough.
I would like the healing team to come here. Thank you, Father. And the ones who raised their hands that they would need a breakthrough in their jobs, their work situation, I believe God is able. And if there is a particular breakthrough you need, as Bonnie said about what Michael said also, if there's a loved one that is in trouble with the law or even in prison.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to pray there's going to be a turnaround.
Yeah.
Let's agree for a miracle. Does someone have a cousin or a nephew or someone who has had some difficulty with the Lord there in prison?
Just occurred to me. I actually do.
Yeah.
We're going to come on, Lord.
Ask that turnaround, especially
thank you,
where
Jesus.
There is connection with oppression from drugs.
Hallelujah.
And addiction often.
Yeah.
And that's a major plague we're going to break over this nation. The spirit of addiction.
God, thank you, Lord.
What I'll tell you, the whole thing about the cartels selling drugs in our cities and making our young people victims. We pray God's going to give us a deliverance.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory to God. And if you would like to come, you'll get prayer. I want other our healing team to come. Stand up front, please, so that people would know you are available for prayer. Amen. Praise God. And if you need God telling you, be a part of a family, be part of a church, which is precious for Him, and these precious blessings will come as you be part of a living community at Jesus Church. So you can come, the Lord may speak to you, come up and be a part of this family.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.